The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a descendant of evildoers, children that are corrupters, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel into anger, they have turned away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more, the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even under the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds, and bruises, and putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither soothed with ointment. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a hut in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Unless the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Says the Lord, I am full of the burnt offerings of rams, and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of male goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand, to trample my courts? Bring no more vain offerings, incense is an abomination unto me, the new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure, it is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates, they are a trouble unto me, I am weary of bearing them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you, yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear, your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Learn to do good, seek justice, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord, though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How has the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of justice, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious, and companions of thieves, everyone loves bribes, and follows after rewards, they judge not the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come before them. Therefore says the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah, I will rid myself of my adversaries, and avenge myself of my enemies, and I will turn my hand upon you, and thoroughly purge away your dross, and take away all your alloy. And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward you shall be called, the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For you shall be ashamed of the sacred oaks which you have desired, and you shall be embarrassed for the gardens that you have chosen. For you shall be as an oak whose leaf fades, and as a garden that has no water. And the strong shall be as tinder, and the work of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them.